This is the Business Storytelling Show, a top global marketing podcast listened to in more than 100 countries, live streamed on social media, and broadcast on DBTV. Christoph Trapp chats with industry leaders to help your company tell better business stories. Here's today's episode.
Hey, 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 business storytellers, Christoph Trapp here. This is a bonus episode of the Business Storytelling Show. Thanks for joining me. We're talking about, is press release link building worth it? So before we get into that topic, though, I just want to highlight a couple of reviews. First of all, this is from Sextus Empiricus. That's their Amazon name. I'm seeing a lot more reviews on Amazon, so really appreciate people taking the time on that newish platform for podcasts to leave their reviews and help us let people know how much you enjoy the show. This one says, did an interview with Christoph a few weeks ago, and it was a blast. Would highly recommend him to anyone who wants to either have a good conversation or to listen to one. So definitely appreciate that. And if you want to be a guest on the show, feel free to send me your pitch, ctrapp@gmail.com. So then we have Karen Bright, who also was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. And she left a review on Podchaser. So just something to keep in mind, you can leave reviews on all these different places. I actually have an article on christophtrapp.com where I share all the different places you can leave podcast reviews, not just for my podcast, but for really any podcast that you want to give them a shout out and tell them how much you appreciate them. Karen Bright says, this is a top-class podcast that covers just about every conceivable aspect of marketing. Christoph is a knowledgeable and engaging host. The episodes are long enough to delve into each topic in some detail, but short enough to retain your interest. I thoroughly recommend giving his podcast a listen. Really appreciate that, Karen Bright. So today, let's talk about, is press release link building worth it? So it's interesting to me, when it comes to press releases, you know, I am old enough to that I've grown up in the world of when press releases were actually faxed to newsrooms. And then some intern either typed them up or maybe they considered a story when there was more staffing, that kind of thing. And, you know, that was the initial use for press releases to get media coverage. And certainly media coverage is still good today. But in the digital world, I sometimes wonder, what is the point of getting media coverage if you don't actually get a link back? So I always think it's super important to get that link back from the websites. Like if the New York Times quotes me, that's great, but it's even way greater if I get that link from them back, even if it doesn't send me any relevant customers or prospects. But at the end of the day, getting that link from the New York Times certainly has value. So first of all, we want to understand how does SEO work with press releases? And, you know, really, at the core, it's no different than how it works for anything else, right? So if I send a news release to somebody, a trade publication or a media company or whatever, and they publish that news release or pieces of the news release. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Just because you send somebody a page worth of content, that doesn't mean they find all that content valuable to begin with, or, you know, maybe they don't actually want to use it all or whatever. Maybe they have guidelines on length and whatnot. But those can be organic links, right? So if I send it to a publication and they make their own judgment on publishing it, and then they link to me, it's really just like an organic link like anything else. Like, you know, what I do a lot of times is people send out their requests for quotes, and I send people quotes and thoughts for their articles, and then they link back to me. Very organic, right? Doesn't really have anything. There's no paid relationship, transactional relationship of any kind. It's just we're collaborating. Then, of course, sometimes you have people linking to your website just because they see your content and they want to link to something that's relevant in that scenario. So that's another way SEO works. So press releases, of course, is more of a push strategy, right? You push things out, and then hopefully they will publish your content, your news release, and also link to you. Now, of course, in a trade publication, there is some value in getting coverage, even if there's no link, right? Because people might still see your name, your company, whatever. They see what's new, especially if you've been in that industry for a while. But at the end of the day, to get links, you know, if you're engaging in a press release link building strategy, it is really important to get that content linked to get links to different things. So how does it all start? Honestly, for organic press release links, you really need to craft some content that's actually newsworthy, right? And what's newsworthy, I think, certainly depends on the publication. It depends on what's going on in the industry. Like if a well-known person in an industry launches a new company, you know, a lot of people would find that newsworthy. If like a well-known person in the industry gets a new job and you send out a job announcement or whatever, like people might judge that as newsworthy. Launching a new website that is mobile optimized. I'm currently blanking on the term. You know, you can view it on not mobile optimized, but you can view it on responsive design, a responsive website. That is probably not newsworthy anymore. It used to be 15 years ago when that was first a thing. And I remember actually doing news releases and people would cover those things. But I would argue that today that is not newsworthy anymore. So know the current context, know what's going on. As you're sending things out, I think sometimes companies have maybe a little bit of a hesitancy to add links within the content, right? So people link to their homepage or their website to learn more about Christoph Trapp, go to christophtrapp.com. And that's fine. I mean, that's the link. But the other thing is when you're mentioning certain things, link to them, right? So if I'm saying christophtrapp.com rolls out this new service line and now does whatever, and I have a page that talks about that, link to that page. You know, if you have an article that discusses the topic in more detail, link to that article page, that post page. And that's, I think, a nice way to get additional links and get meaningful links and not just necessarily to the website. So just something to keep in mind. That's an easy way to do that. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, press releases traditionally don't have links within the body. Well, traditionally, press releases used to be faxed. So, I mean, seriously, right? So what's traditional is not necessarily what works when it comes to getting links and whatnot. So consider that. Then think about who to send it to. So if you have a list already for your industry, send it to them, email it to them. There's also some paid networks. So the problem with paid networks, you know, if you're paying for a link and it's clear that it was a paid engagement, make sure that people know, not make sure that people know, but make sure you understand that that link might not be worth as much as an organic link for organic traffic, for Google rankings, for that kind of thing. So just something to keep in mind is if you distribute it through a paid service, that link might not be worth as much as that organic link from the trade publication or whatever. So something to keep in mind. Sometimes those paid news release networks, they do have a lot of traffic. They do have a lot of domain authority. So it could work, but you kind of want to look at what is the cost, what's the payoff, is it actually going to work? So then at the end of the day, use a tool like Ahrefs or something like that and see what links are actually counting. What links are actually, or not counting, but what's actually showing up and is it worth it or not? And is it helping your own domain authority? Now, I know people say Google does not look at domain authority and that may be true, but it's still a good indicator to see whether or not people are linking to you and how it's showing up. So think about those things. I think a good mix is probably the way to go. Personally, I focus on organic strategies for the most part. So if I can get, you know, 10 links and they're all organic and don't get any paid links, I'll save that money, use it for something else. I think that's usually how I would go about it. In general, I would say that press release link building is worth it, especially when you can do it organically, especially if you have a knack for sending out things that people, that companies will actually pick up and that companies will also publish and then also include the link, right? That's always important, and also have the link strategically, right? So if I'm, for example, if I'm saying Christoph Trapp, your content consultant, blah, blah, blah. And if I want to rank for content consultant, maybe I should offer them the link for Christoph Trapp, your content consultant, that whole thing, and not just, you know, my name, which is traditionally, I think, what people would do. So overall, I think the answer to is press release link building worth it is yes, but you have to do it strategically. You have to send it out to the right media companies. Maybe some bloggers want to cover it, depending on what your company does, who you are. Maybe there's people in the industry that want to cover things like that. Don't be surprised if they come back to you and ask for a payment. That's typically what I do when companies come to me and they say, hey, can you publish this? And I say, here's the fee to get that published. And then it's just like any other news release service, so to speak. So overall, I think it's worth trying. If you have something to share, that's worth sharing. And, you know, it's another way to build those links, inbound links. And even though there's scuttlebutt that Google does not look at inbound links as much as it used to anymore, I still think it does help to have, to get, first of all, get your content out there, and then also get those links pointing back towards you. Also, don't forget to use the content on your own website. Don't just send it out to everywhere else, but also publish it in your news section, your blog page, wherever it might be. I think that's very important. Then, of course, share it on social media as well. That's your bonus episode of the Business Storytelling Show for today. I'm Christoph Trapp. I'm out.
Thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review the Business Storytelling Show on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. See you then.